88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Ash Bullard, and today my guest is Kathy Bergeron, who is spokesperson for the Eastern Townships SPA. That's an organization for animal protection. And we're going to be talking about the walkathon that is taking place June 8th. This is taking place where?
Starting point is the ski lodge of Mont Bellevue in Sherbrooke. We'll start at noon, and it's all afternoon until 4 o'clock.
That must be a Saturday then, right?
Sunday. June 8th.
It is a Sunday.
It's always a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
And the new thing, well, this year, actually, we've got many new features.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's our 11th edition, and usually it always takes place in fall, in September. But this year, we decided to do things differently. So it's our first edition that it takes place in spring. We've been hoping for that spring, so we will celebrate spring June 8th, which is a Sunday.
I hate to put a damper on this, but what if it rains?
It takes place anyways.
It does. Bring a raincoat. There are raincoats
rain
for dogs as well. So
rain or shine. It happened. See, it's our 11th edition. And sometimes, yes, it did rain, unfortunately, but it takes place. But this year it will be nice, sunny, warm, not too hot. The perfect temperature.
And so what about if we don't have a dog? Can we still join in?
Of course. Of course. Actually, the Walk-in Wagathon is our fundraiser because, as you know, we receive every year a few thousands of pets, mostly dogs and cats, which we take in, we shelter, we feed, offer medical care if needed, and then put up for adoption. And all of these actions can be done with the generosity of the public because we are a charity organization, so we don't receive any support funds of any government, either federal, provincial, or municipal. So we can accomplish our mission thanks to public generosity. So the Walk-in Wagathon is our main fundraiser, so it's important for us to have many pet lovers, but also people who like to simply walk. And a new thing this year is a canicross. I don't know how you pronounce it in English. It's jogging with your dog, which is in front of you, tied mm-hmm. with a kind of a leash.
Mm-hmm.
So this is new this year. It's a 5 kilometer trail mm-hmm. in the trails of the Mont Bellevue. So we hope to have fans of this new sport, which is quite popular in Quebec.
So that's 5 kilometers, and the other walk is about 3 kilometers?
Yeah, 3 kilometers.
Okay. So the cost is what?
It is $30 per person,
mm-hmm.
or if you're a family, say you come with your husband and you have a child or more, it's $40. And we invite people to former des équipes.
Make a team,
mm-hmm. that's it, and mm-hmm. raise funds and come together.
Get someone to sponsor them, I suppose. Yes.
That's it. You know, the whole thing is have fun. And
what is your goal? What do you hope to obtain?
$25,000.
Oh, that's good. And last year, how was it?
It was a great success. Actually, last year, our goal was $75,000 because we had to buy new medical equipment. So that's why our goal was higher.
Mm-hmm.
And we did reach it.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to buy the equipment. So this year, we don't have to buy any special equipment, but we need funds to, you know, the routine, the daily needs. So that's why our goal this year is of $25,000.
So is it necessary to register beforehand or register right there at the event, or how does that work?
It's not necessary, but it will, if you register before, it will be faster when you get to the welcome booth, you just show your proof mm-hmm. that you are registered, and then
you're good to go.
That's mm-hmm. it. But it's not necessary.
Okay. And the time, once again, is?
We will be there at noon, And the departure for the Canicus is at 1:15 and for the walk at 1:20. And if people want further information, they can come either at the shelter where we have flyers, or go on our website at spaestrie.qc.ca.
Is there anything in particular that they should know, that they should bring?
Well, of course, all dogs have to be kept on leash during the walk and in the park at the Mont Bellevue, because it's a municipal bylaw. So mm-hmm. We need to respect the bylaw.
Right.
Bring some water also for yourself and for your dogs. Raincoat, but that won't be necessary.
No special things
to do before. I'd like to add that afterwards, once we come back from the walk and the Canicus, we will have different workshops, which should please all types of dogs and humans. We will have a workshop on Canicus, how to practice this activity, but also on a workshop on doga, which is yoga but with your dog.
Oh, really?
Really? Acupuncture, freestyle, and tea touch. I don't know if you've heard about
no.
tea touch. It's a massage technique for pets.
Mm-hmm.
It's circular movements that
you can do
all over the body of your pet. You mm-hmm. don't need to be a specialist of anatomy to perform this.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps to heal injuries. It helps to improve certain bad habits, you know, to change different bad habits or undesirable behaviors. As example, it can help for if your dog barks too much, if he pulls when he's on his leash, if he jumps on people, if he's a shy dog, or if he tends to be sick when you're on a car trip.
Wow,
so it should
sounds
be, you
very
know,
interesting. And mm-hmm. is that only for the people that have taken part in the walkathon, or can anybody join in on that?
No, if you don't want to take part, you know, for the walk, you can, you know, assist the workshop.
Can attend that.
You still
okay.
need
yeah.
to register and pay the
okay.
the fee.
Okay.
Because we want to remind you that it's a fundraiser.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds all very interesting and sounds like a lot of fun to get out there in the nice fresh air. We wish you a lot of luck with the event.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you so much for coming in and telling us about that today.
You're very welcome.
We've been speaking with Kathy Bergeron, who is spokesperson for the Eastern Townships SPA.